He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, back home in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where I am broadcasting from today. And, well, looking green so far on this Friday before Thanksgiving week. Might be a heavy trading day here today. We'll be watching all day long. But right now you've got the Dow up 77 points to 27,843. It did make a brief visit, don't forget, to that 28,000 level. It wasn't there very long, but it was there, 27,843 today on the Dow. The S&P 500, pretty close to all-time highs. It's up 7 points today. The S&P is at 3,111. NASDAQ, a little soft today. It's up 16 points, however, to 8,521. And, of course, it continues to vacillate back and forth, the tug of war between China and the U.S. and those trade talks. The Russell 2K is up 6 points today. The small cap index up 0.4%. Crude oil headed back towards 60, but it's down 13 cents this morning to $58.45 per barrel. Gold is up $1.50 per ounce this morning. Gold is at $1,465. And it looks like a lucky day to buy bonds because you've got 3.7s in that price quote today. 1.777. Jackpot. 10-year bond is up just a little bit here today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, headquartered, but travel all over the country to various cities within the sound of my voice, and newsletter and tweets and Seeking Alpha articles and what else, ever else it is. Today is newsletter day. We've already got a start on it. We've got our top 250 in there for the week, top 250 ranked stocks out of a database of 5,400. We've got all of our rough notes compiled for the week. As I say many times, I'm a guy that's in the water every day up to my eyeballs and reporting back on a daily basis on what I find. And then, of course, in the newsletter, you get a weekly summary of the stories that stood out, the stocks that stood out, more importantly, to me this past week. I'll be updating all the portfolios. They've been hitting new highs. They're down just a little bit here today, but we've seen new highs here lately in those portfolios. We'll be updating those. We did make a big sell this past week, and who knows, maybe by the end of today we'll have found a replacement for that big sell that we made earlier in the week. To get the newsletter, you go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. We met a lot of great folks while we were in Sarasota, as always, and we will be back in mid-January. We'll start announcing that soon, and we're looking at Minnesota in mid-February. Okay, we'll do a war dance here with try and pray for good weather there mid-February, which could be a bit of a crapshoot, that's for sure. The only thing that would stop us would be a blizzard, right, as it stands right now. So those are our travel plans for early next year, 2020. Pretty good day on the market right now. Dow up 78 points. The market does not seem to be too worried about Mr. Trump being removed from office before his term is up. And I would also say that both of the Democratic candidates that were really calling for Medicare for all, well, maybe Bernie Sanders is still in that camp, but Elizabeth Warren has definitely backed off of her call for Medicare for all. Not a very popular position. And of course, you know, they have to go whichever way the wind blows, whichever way the polls go. But that has been very bullish for the healthcare stocks. I would say, and I said it yesterday in my Twitter feed, maybe it was the day before, I said that of all of the sectors out there, I would say the healthcare stocks, which have been held down this year by the threat of Medicare for all, they look really cheap. They look like the best value as far as a sector goes right now, those healthcare stocks. Well, we had three straight days of losses. It's kind of been over China. You know, the resolution to kind of condemn what's going on in Hong Kong has not made China happy. Well, that's too bad, isn't it, China? That has put a little bit of a crimp in the trade talks. And, of course, you've got one side saying they're not going to get a deal, and you got the other side. Just as recently as about 10 minutes ago, President Trump saying we're very close to a deal. Look, I just watch the market and how it reacts on a daily basis. But we have had three down days in a row. I think maybe we'll break that streak here today. We're off to a pretty good start on this Friday before Thanksgiving week, which will be a shortened trading week. Thursday, obviously, markets close. Friday, it'll be quiet. It'll be very quiet in the market on Friday. But here's the news driving the market today. In a phone interview on Fox and Friends just a bit ago, Trump says U.S.-China trade pact potentially very close. Well, we've heard this for quite a while, and then you get CNBC or Bloomberg on the other hand, which aren't exactly friends of the president, saying, no way, they're still miles apart. So you've got this tug of war going back and forth between Trump and the media that doesn't care for him. European shares a little higher ahead of Eurozone data. Of course, Boris Johnson has promised now and again a Brexit by a certain date. I can't remember what that date is, but London is up the London Stock Exchange is up 1% so far this year. The biggest news today, without question, is Disney's Frozen hitting the theaters. Frozen 2. Prepare for Disney's number six this year, billion-dollar movies of 2019. DIS is basically flat on the day on the news. I think most of that's been priced in already. But Frozen 2 arrives in theaters today. I just heard a very good review on the movie, almost as good as the first Frozen. 5 days ahead of the typical Thanksgiving release, giving the film some significant momentum with an anticipated opening of 100 to 140 million. Well, that ought to pay some of the expenses that went into making the film. Is Disney the happiest studio on earth? Disney has already raked in more than $8 billion at the global office box office since January, breaking its own record, which it set in 2016. You know, I grew up in San Diego very close to a drive-in theater. Do you remember those drive-in theaters? And I can still remember every Friday the long line of station wagons and trucks and whatnot with sleeping bags and blankets and bags full of popcorn, waiting for those gates to open to that drive-in theater so folks could see what? Disney movies. That's the late 60s. That's the 70s, early 70s. Here we are some 40, 50 years later, and Disney still cranking out the hits. That is an amazing, amazing story. But of course, you got to subscribe to that Disney Channel now. You're not going to get it on your Netflix subscription anymore. And that looks like it'll be another big hit for Disney. And of course, the bombshell news yesterday as I was coming home from Sarasota was that my custodian, Ameritrade, TD Ameritrade, is being bought out by Schwab, which I'm all for. I think that's a great deal. Now I can help people that have Schwab accounts. They don't want to move their Schwab accounts. No problem. We can help you. So I've gone from Scottrade to Ameritrade and will be gobbled up by Schwab here if they'll have me here. I don't know how long it will take to consummate the deal. Don't know if the government will allow the deal, but that was bombshell news yesterday. Ameritrade being bought out by Schwab. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Yeah, I've looked at a lot of charts here this morning, not seeing really anything yet. I mean, I'm early into the game here, but not seeing anything yet really that's jumping off the page to me. But the averages are positive right now by a pretty good margin here, and it seems to be China. How long is this going to track on? Once they get done with phase one, that'll be phase 1B, and then it will be phase 2A. But in the meantime, I think the best North Star to follow is the earnings of the individual companies and of the S&P 500. I'll be updating that in this week's newsletter. Now that earnings season is pretty much done and in the books, be very interesting to go through those individual 500 stocks today, update my own S&P 500 earnings estimates. I've been right for 10 years. I've been right with my target price for 10 years, and I'm not a perma bull. And, you know, as we met with folks in Sarasota there, many people asked, what will be the signal, you know, for you to start backing off and putting more defense on the field? And I said the number one signal is the economy is number one, which then trickles down to the earnings of those S&P 500 companies, which are a very good cross-section of our economy. It's as simple as that. It's not the MACD, it's not Bollinger Bands, it's not moving average crossovers, it's not news coming out of, you got one big investor, Ray Dalio, saying the market's going to crash by March, and this and that. At the end of the day, it's earnings, and earnings expectations. All right, well, speaking of TD Ameritrade, which I soon may have to change my commercial to assets held at Schwab, which I'd be very happy with that. TD also sees two more Fed rate cuts in 2020. Okay, a lot of people now kind of going along with that scenario with no more rate cuts. Well, you only got one more meeting this year. They don't see a rate cut at that meeting, but their TD strategist, Oscar Munoz, looks ahead to next year's FOMC composition and what that implies for monetary policy. He sees two rate cuts next year, 2020, which obviously is not only bullish for the stock market, but is bullish for the bond market. Now, there is one economic report here this morning. The PMI composite flash comes in a little stronger than expected. And all the signs continue to point to a strong economy. I noticed the lack of really any questions about the economy in the Democratic debate Wednesday night. In fact, I don't know that it was addressed at all, other than, some comments about, well, this economy's not working for the average person. Those were the only comments. But as far as what would you do to boost the economy or to keep the economy growing, that didn't seem to be a subject matter, and the economy continues to do well. Cyber Monday coming up. Okay, we got Freaky Friday, or what is it? The Big Friday, Black Friday, and then we got Cyber Monday, we got Small Business Saturday, and on and on and on. FedEx expects to move 33 million packages through its global network on Cyber Monday. Man, look what technology. Where would our economy be without technology and the ability to move and track and organize and get it to the right place? 33 million packages on Cyber Monday. Who's the big winner right now in the China-U.S. trade war? Vietnam. VNM. Well, that's a pretty decent chart. I can't get too excited about that. But Vietnam is emerging as one of the largest beneficiaries of the Sino-U.S. trade war. In the first 9 months of this year, American imports from Vietnam jumped 35% year over year, accelerating from a 5.8% gain in 2018. Many large corporations are diversifying their product lines to Vietnam from China, like Nintendo, Switch, Google Pixel, and Intel components. So anyways, Vietnam seems to be the winner, which a lot of people, you know, the trade flows to where the labor is the cheapest. Now, where it goes next after Vietnam, I don't know. But China obviously is not as good of a deal as it used to be. And now you're seeing manufacturing in Vietnam. Here's an interesting, Christine Lagarde, who's the new ECB president. I find this very interesting because I never heard this from Draghi. She wants them to look at other methods other than monetary policy. Maybe she listens to my show. In her first speech as head of the ECB, Lagarde called for governments to invest more in a new European policy mix. She said that monetary policy should not be the only game in town, which it has been now for several years, and you can see what it's got them. Very, very slow growth. You might even say their economy has been dragging in a draggy manner. On monetary policy alone, she is calling for something other than, which would be fiscal policy. That's what our country did with the tax cuts. It seems to have helped because our economy continues to grow. So does our deficit. All right. No, I understand that also. Goldman Sachs now is looking. Okay, you had this big potential merger buyout of Ameritrade by Schwab. Now Goldman Sachs, I heard someone talking yesterday about, well, what will become of E-Trade? Now there's rumors that Goldman Sachs is looking about a possible merger with U.S. Bancorp and a potential acquisition of E-Trade. All right, well, let's look at E-Trade stock here, ETFC. E-Trade stock, you know what? I don't see it there. But Ameritrade, which was on my, you know, I owned Ameritrade stock for a while, but I worried about the interest rate situation for them. Financials don't do real well in a rise or in a very low interest rate environment. But Ameritrade looked pretty good there for a while. I ended up selling it quite a while ago. But Ameritrade did have a huge day yesterday. It was up about 25% on that Schwab offer to buy them. All right. Well, I watched it. I watched the video of the impenetrable cyber truck by Elon Musk, and the guy threw a metal ball at the window, and the window shattered in their demonstration of just how impenetrable the truck was. Not a good start. They should have tested that a few times before they did it before the public. We'll come back, we'll talk just a little bit about the Cybertruck and GM's electric truck on the way. And a lot of best stocks now to talk about. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
For a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where you can pick up a Tesla Cybertruck starting at $39,900. But, you know, that's one of the weirdest product launches I think I've ever seen. where he said this glass is unbreakable. And they threw the metal ball at the glass. It broke. It shattered. And then he said, well, that didn't go so good. Let's try the other window. And it broke too. Well, that didn't go so well either. And then he went on with his presentation, standing in front of this car or truck, Cybertruck, a futuristic trapezoid-shaped vehicle. Looks like kind of Back to the Future a little bit. That was a DeLorean. That's what I would say it looked like to me, but I guess there are some other truck out there from a movie that they copied. But he stood in front of that truck with those broken windows pitching out. Great this thing is. Well, you know what? The Tesla investors don't think it's so funny. The stock today is down, let's see. Wow, $24 per share right now, or 6.9%. But having said that, it has been hitting new highs recently. I should have tried that a few times with that metal ball, throwing it at the window, and make sure that that wasn't going to happen. But it did happen. GM aims for electric pickup debut next year. Go on sale in the fall of 2021. And, of course, Ford is also working on an electric truck. Well, you can see it in the healthcare stocks. And I think there's some real value pent up in the Humanas, United Healthcare, Centene, Anthem, Molina, others like that, some of the hospital companies like Hospital Corp of America. They've really been held down all year. The healthcare sector was going really well until we started to get the ideas and the, you know, several of the Democratic candidates, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, calling for Medicare for all and getting rid of private insurance. Well, the polls haven't polled so well on that idea because a lot of people are kind of happy with what they have now. And she definitely has backed off. She didn't really, defend her Medicare for All policy at the debate the other night. So now I think there's a big kind of black cloud that was out there on the horizon hanging over the healthcare sector. And I think there's some pretty decent P.E. ratios, low valuations, decent valuations in that sector. I said the other day in a tweet that I find it to be the most undervalued. Now, what's the best stock now in that sector? Well, I'll be doing some searching there today. Bitcoin. Holy cow, what happened here? This thing is just getting clobbered again. It is sitting on its support level. Bitcoin first sank below $8,000 for the first time in almost a month, breaking its 200-day moving average. That is one of the charts I do update every week in my newsletter, which we're working on now. But last I looked, Bitcoin was down 6.4%. Now it's down to $7,600. That is a major technical breakdown in Bitcoin. It has had a really good year, but let's not forget at one time it was 24,000. It's currently under 7,000. How do you value it? I don't know. What's it backed up by? It just doesn't meet my criteria for momentum. Oh, it's had momentum from time to time. But where does valuation come in on Bitcoin? Let's see. What else do we have? Well, how about this? A pizza startup that will be all robotic. SoftBank, they like to invest in some weird stuff, but hey, maybe they got an idea. I don't know. There's a new robot pizza startup, Zume. Z-U-M-E. In fact, the company is already being valued at $4 billion. Mamma mia. That's a lot of pepperoni there on that one. Robotic, you know, the robots will take the order, the robots will assemble the pizza, The robots will cook the pizza. They'll box the pizza. The robots will deliver the pizza. I guess no humans involved. Kind of like money management over there at some of these big money managers nowadays, where they have mostly robots. You call, you get a robot. You invest. The robots retweak your portfolio about every 3 months, and you get what you pay for. Okay, Twitter. You can hide replies to your tweets now. I guess we're getting so sensitive, we can't hear or listen to what other people think. We just want to say our thing, and then everybody else better shut up, because the only person that matters is me, right? Twitter implements a reply hiding. This is worldwide. That's crazy, but that's the way the world is going. In the meantime, Google workers are planning a rally near the San Francisco office tomorrow. They want two employees restated. These guys had shared confidential documents not related to their job. Well, I don't think you can get away with that at most companies. And Google employees held a massive walkout, and they want these two people reinstated. All right, now we get into some best stocks now here. Macquarie is starting Alibaba at buy with a $231 target price. Well, that's good news. I would agree with that. I think Alibaba will be much healthier once the phase one, at least, is done and signed and sealed and delivered. But Macquarie, a buy and a $231 target price, 25% upside potential. It should be noted that Alibaba, their forward PE ratio right now, and I do own Alibaba. I wrote an article about it recently for Seeking Alpha, and backed up my thesis with numbers, with performance numbers, with valuation numbers. Alibaba is currently ranked number 110 out of 5,405 in my Best Stocks Now app. My valuation over the next 5 years is $370 per share. I think the stock has the potential to double over the next 5 years. That's just based on numbers. And it's currently got a PEG ratio. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate. PEG ratio is 0.80 on Alibaba. And one big research firm out there agrees with me, Macquarie. They also praise Alibaba's moats. They have the strongest retention and user activation moats in the industry. How about General Electric? That stock's hitting a new, 52-week high? Yeah, look at it go. They're going to make 68 cents per share. That stock's got a very low forward P.E. ratio. There's not much dividend left there anymore, 0.3%. But GE has rallied to touch its highest level in more than a year. The stock is up 17% since their earnings call back on October 30th. And their market cap has crossed back above $100 billion. But where was it at one time? Where do you think? GE is now a $100 billion company. Back in 2000, it was a $600 million company. Half a trillion up in smoke with Jeffrey Immelt's leadership at GE. Okay, let's see what else we got. Gap stores, they beat estimates. Does anybody care there? The mall-based retailers continue to suffer. Macy's had horrible earnings earlier this week. Macy's looks very bad. Nordstrom's, they're up 6% today. Let's see what they're doing right now. Nordstrom's is up actually 9% right now, but that's a stock that's dead in the water. When we come back, we'll do our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the NASDAQ has gone negative now. The NASDAQ's down about 12 points. Tech under a little bit of pressure. I still think tech kind of worried about not getting a China deal done before the end of the year, which is looking more and more likely that that's not going to happen. Dow up 50 points. Right now, so you got a mixed market with some weakness in the tech sector, the chips, particularly software down a little bit here today, but it has been on a tear here, a little round of profit taken going on in that tech sector right now. All right, well, there's no profit taking going on in this stock today, which I'll make my featured stock of the day. Splunk EPS beats by 4 cents, and they beat on revenue. Well, that doesn't sound so terrific, but here is proof that not only do stocks trade on earnings, which are backwards looking, right? This is what we made over the last 3 months or over the last year, but they also move on forward estimates and forward expectations. If you don't believe me, Splunk was originally down about 1 or 2% after their earnings report, which was just so-so, but they raise fiscal year revenue and their earnings estimates for next year. And now the stock is up. SPLK is one of the biggest winners in the market today. There's not a lot of them. But Splunk is up 8% right now. And I own Splunk in the Ultra Growth. Let's see, one of the Ultra Growth portfolios here. I own it in the active Ultra Growth portfolio, Splunk, S-P-L-K. And here's why. Well, I combine momentum with valuation. Now, this is, okay, as we sat in meetings with folks, we have to first determine where you're at in your risk tolerance and where we think you should be at with your risk tolerance. Sometimes there's a little bit of gap in there. And the most aggressive thing we do is the ultra growth portfolio, which is made up of, this is a $20 billion company. Splunk's a $20 billion company. But it's aggressive, okay? It's in the ultra-growth portfolio. This is for money that is longer term. You got to have a lot of longer leash on this portfolio. Let it, you know, it's going to have wider swings. It's going to be more volatile. That's the nature of the beast. So it's not for everybody. It's not like the stable, smooth, rating bond fund or the... well, the not so bumpy, but bumpy at times, a dividend portfolio. This is aggressive. This is the ultra growth portfolio. Splunk is almost a $20 billion company now. They make software that enables organizations to search, correlate, analyze, monitor, and report on data in real time. Their earnings over the last 5 years have been growing by 108% per year. And that's why it's in the ultra growth portfolio. 108% per year. And going forward, the earnings estimates, the consensus growth rate is 31.2% going forward per year over the next 5 years. My target price is 250, right around in there on Splunk. It's at 136 now. But as I've said, it's a very volatile little thing. It's up 44% over the last 12 months, while the market's up 17%. And over the last 3 years, the stock has averaged a total return. There's no dividend yield here, of 26.8%, while the market's averaged just 12.1%. So there's very good momentum, obviously. The momentum grade here is B+. The stock is not cheap, but if it can continue to grow at that kind of a rate, I think it has the potential to continue to go higher. And at the same time, I've got a leash on it, and I watch it every single day, but they did report a very good, but the main thing they did was they raised next year's forecast. Stock is up 7.3% today. We'll make that our featured stock of the day. Now, we met with a lot of folks here this past week. We'll be following up with them all. We've talked to folks from all walks of life, still in the accumulation phase, well past the accumulation phase, right at the threshold of crossing over from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase. And we have something that can help every one of those different situations. Some people also going to hand it over to the next generation. They're not going to need the money. So every individual situation is unique. And we have those four or five different portfolios that we offer to mix or match. Many people I saw this past week, I said to myself and I told them, you should not take on any more risk than just buying individual bonds. There were several people like that, and there were others that still have time. I said, you know what? You need to really grow this money over the next few years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it is. And in that case, you can take a little bit more risk and try to really grow that thing. So that's our job, to listen, to assess, and then to turn around and recommend what we think should be done. There's no self-serving interest here. It's all fee-based management. There's no non-traded REITs that pay me a big commission or annuities that pay me or life insurance. It's just what I think is best. And then, of course, you have me and my team watching over things, tending the garden every single day. Got to be weeded from time to time. It's got to be watered from time to time. It's got to be taken indoors from time to time when the freeze warnings are out. All right? If you'd like to talk to us, GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.